This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long in studio and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. She covers the L.A. Rams for the Believe Podcast Network, Erin Coscarelli. Erin, thanks so much for joining us. Erin, no matter where you go, one thing my partner Bobby Hebert always says, quarterbacks trump everything. And he's right about that. No matter where, the talk is about a quarterback. Either you got one or you're looking for one. In L.A., it looks as though either trying to make a short-term deal with Matt Stafford work, maybe a two-year deal, or it looks as though that they are serious in trade talks to possibly deal Matt Stafford off. And it would look to be, to me, looking out there, would the Raiders be the destination spot for Stafford if he's traded?
Right. Of course. Hi, you guys. First of all, thank you for having me on. It has been a week so far for the Rams and Stafford and all the talk about where would he go and why would he leave? And I'm assuming you're talking about the report that's been out, has been released within the last couple hours, where Tom Brady, the minority owner for the Raiders, hosted Stafford at his house in Montana. I'm assuming that's what you're referring to, yeah?
Yeah, just coincidental. They're in the same place, same time. Come on.
Right.
I do know lightning does strike twice. I'm a Bayou guy, and I've seen it numerous. But that's not a lightning strike twice. That is sort of a planned deal. But I can always say it just happenstance.
Yeah. They just bumped into each other, you know, at the ski lodge, and Stafford happened to be there. You know, look, is there truth to it? Yes, of course, obviously. And the thing that was really interesting that we've been talking about is if all things are good, why would the Rams allow for Stafford to meet with other teams? And it was something that we talked about. If you're open to letting your quarterback potentially meet with other people, What are you saying about your quarterback? And one of the things that was very interesting on Monday, Peter Schrager from GMFB has a very good relationship with Sean McVay. And what he said on the show, on their national show, and here's my question for you guys, because it's something I've been pondering since he released it, since Schrager has a good relationship with McVay, okay, and he's going out and speaking and vocalizing that they will not give him a pay bump. They gave Stafford a pay bump last year. Schrager is saying the Rams will not give him a pay bump. Now, if you're Stafford and Stafford's team, how do you process that, right? You hear when somebody says that as like is it a message to Stafford? And by the way, if it is, how do you come back from that?
You don't. So, you don't come back from it. That my thing is, I agree with you, Erin. Every indication would seem to be that they are moving off of Stafford, trying to find the right deal for him. I think, you know, you could make it accommodable for him if he's looking for around $50 million a year on a short-term deal. You're not really paying anybody else. You got a really young roster. You could afford to
do it.
But this seems to be almost, if they're allowing you to go talk to other teams and other executives with other teams, they want you to move on.
Well, so here's the thing, right? Okay, Stafford's 37. He just turned 37 in February, right? He's, I think, a two-time Pro Bowler. He's already won the Super Bowl. He's not the most mobile guy. But when you think about it big picture, a lot of it just doesn't really make sense. Now, I think the Raiders make the most sense.
Yes.
If you're just talking to me as a person who is very familiar with the Rams, you know, Stafford has four daughters. You know, his wife lives here. You know, they live here in L.A. They have a very comfortable. Do I see Stafford going to the Giants? No. They have offensive line issues. Why would he go to the New York media? Okay, so that sounds like a no. Potentially, maybe the Steelers, but why would he go to the Browns? Does Stafford really want to go to an organization where there's a rebuild at 37 when there's this very gorgeous little opportunity where the Rams are still a contender? And like you said, you know, they're on the up and up with what they've been able to do in terms of their defense, right? Filling the void of Aaron Donald. Jared Verse just won Defensive Rookie of the Year. So it doesn't make sense to me why Stafford would leave just for a pay bump. I mean, the guy's made, what, $400 million over the course of his year, over his career. I'm baffled by it. But I think the Rams are smart because they know, look, it's Sean McVay. If he can revive Baker's career, maybe they give Jimmy G $10 million and he leads the way.
Okay, the other part of this is there's been a lot of kind of connect the dots that if he were traded, that Aaron Rodgers come in now. You know, man, if y'all don't have anything to talk about, y'all sure will if that scenario does occur. What are you hearing on the possibility, if Stafford is dealt, that McVay, even in a short-term deal, bring in a guy like Aaron Rodgers to win
that
for him?
Let's just be honest here. That would make the most sense. They could get Rodgers on a discount. He gets to there's also all these crazy, this is why I love it right now. I mean, even though we don't have football on our TVs, we have the football gossip gods. So I saw a graphic yesterday that maybe they would deal Stafford and Cooper, right? And then you get Rodgers and Davante Adams in LA. Look, Rodgers wants to go out with a bang, and the best potential partner in that is a guy that does it very well, which is Sean McVay. And do I see that being probably the right fit, getting Rodgers on a discount? Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
And Aaron, real quick, I just want to get your thoughts on the free agent quarterback market, because it really does feel like if they do trade him, the reason why is that there's not really many quarterbacks out there. Last year's quarterback class and the rookie scale was gigantic. It was fantastic. All the six quarterbacks that went in the top 12, and a lot of them have already performed at the NFL level. But when you're looking at this year's QB class, it's not great for rookies. But then also the pro market, you have Darnold, Justin Fields, Rodgers, as Mike had just mentioned, Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins. They're not Matt Stafford. It's just not. It's a proven guy, a proven Super Bowl champ. And so if they were to move him, I think that, you know, the market could potentially be there. But you make a great point about fit. A lot of these teams that are quarterback needy, you know, why would he really go there in the first place?
The other thing, too, Aaron, is I would think about the draft. I told this to Charlie when we did our mock, because I knew last year that McVay had a lot of interest in Bo Nix. And I think he sort of publicly said, hey, listen, there are certain things there I really like about him and being able to run my offense. There's a guy this year that I think would be a nice fit there, Jackson Dart from Ole Miss. And, okay, you got him at football minimum wage for at least 4 years as a first-round pick quarterback. So you can address Charlie's question about the veteran situation. But if you had a lot of interest in Bo Nix, this was in the back of your mind last year.
That's right. Well, so here's the problem too, right? And Sean McVay went on the Fitz and Witt, Fitzpatrick and the Andrew Whitworth podcast, and I screen grabbed and reposted on my Instagram his soundbite. Sean McVay and the Rams are in a dicey situation. Why? Because more than half, I think heading into the season last year, they had the second youngest roster. So like you guys said, they've got a lot of young guys. They don't have to pay a lot of money. However, part of the roster is also aging. So you need to look for your heir apparent to, in the event you do keep Stafford. So you either keep Stafford for 2 years or you bring in a guy like a Rodgers on a discount who then sort of raises up your next, you know, whoever is behind the guy, right? You want to figure out your next signal caller, your future. And Lesney's done a very good job with the draft. I mean, he's been with the Rams since 2012. Look at Kyren Williams. Look at Puka. You know, so they are very savvy when it comes to financing. And I think that's their leverage. They realize people want to come to L.A. People want to work with Sean McVay. The Baker Mayfield experiment. He went to Tampa, made a gajillion dollars because of his deal and what he was able to do with the Rams for 1 year. So that's why this is all very interesting, because it's like, who's brokering who and does it end up working out? Why the Giants, it would make zero sense, is they're really not a Stafford away from winning. And really, neither are the Raiders. But if you're a football player, much like Saquon, you got to think about what's best for your family. It is a contact sport. It's a physical game. Stafford's 37. He's going to be 38 next year. I mean, I understand why these guys want to go to the most favorable contract or deal on the table. But one of the things that we've all been scratching our heads is, like, you're very comfortable in LA. Yes, you're not making the $50 million that all these other young quarterbacks are getting. He doesn't even crack the top nine. But, you know, all of this will, in due time, with combine, tomorrow, these are all answers that the Rams are trying to get in terms of clarity. And it just seems like there's something more that we're really not getting in tune with, which is, if it's just money, it just doesn't make sense to me.
I think there's something else. I agree with you, Aaron, exactly with that. The other thing is, people, if I'm the part of the Rams and I can only win a championship in the year I'm playing in, okay, that's the only time I can win one in my mind. Everybody's got a perception that the Eagles, they just basically steamrolled everybody after the regular season and did it on Super Bowl Sunday. I know one team that didn't steamroll They didn't steamroll the Rams. I mean, in that weather, you look how close, and Jalen Carter sort of took over the game at the end. But look at what happened in that game. You were that close to taking down right. the Eagles on their own home turf. That's why, 100. For me, it has to be something else other than cash money.
What exactly? That's exactly right. Like, who was the team that gave the Eagles the most fits? It certainly wasn't the Chiefs on Super Bowl Sunday by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, it seemed like Pat Mahomes was playing scared. I mean, it was like an unrecognizable team. And it just goes to show how physical. I mean, the Eagles, I forget what week it was. Was it week 14? They ran through us. It was right around Thanksgiving. I remember I was in New York at the time. And they readjusted. And then we played the Eagles again. And like you said, we were one play away from beating the Eagles, who then go on to win Super Bowl. So it's like the Rams are a win-now organization. They're in Los Angeles. He's got four daughters. He's got a wife. He's got a family. The only option that would make the most sense is making his family go to Vegas. And I could see that potentially happening with Carol, Chip Kelly there, Tom Brady, obviously. They could, like, I'm very curious to see how the Raiders are going to look in that division. But it could happen, and that's why right now is such a great time to be a football fan, because, like, there's so much speculation, and no one really knows the answers. But like I said, on Monday when Schrager said they're not going to give the Stafford a pay bump, that's inside information
yes.
right from the mouth of Sean McVay. So guess what? Stafford's team definitely listening to that.
The other thing is, there is no offseason. If the NFL could somehow swing that schedule back and take it to the end of May, you'd have 1 month off, and then all of a sudden football click again in July. It's unbelievable how the NFL has tsunamied everything. And we're not even playing a game now. And yet, when they start off, if it's Sports Talk with us or with you doing the podcast or Sports Center, what it's about, it's not about baseball coming around the corner. It's not about the NBA, not about college basketball, NFL. Still king.
That's right. NFL is undefeated in media. And yeah, it's been a lot of fun covering the Rams this year. I grew up in LA, went to USC, you know, fingers certainly on the pulse when it comes to all things in LA, but I would be very disappointed and bummed if Stafford ended up leaving, just based on how close they almost came last year. You know, they won the NFC title. They started the season 1-4. If there's a team that really knows adversity this last year, it was having to figure out, without Aaron Donald, what was that defense going to look like? They brought up Chris Shula. So, you know, it'll be interesting. I mean, will the Rams still be able to compete with a Rodgers? I guess if that ends up happening, you and I will be talking about this in a few weeks.
Absolutely. So you cover USC football.
You know what? So I actually went to USC.
Okay.
I didn't. I just wanted to cover something that had zero to do with any math. No math.
Gotcha.
No numbers. I'm not a big numbers person. So calm. And journalism, and at the time when I was a student there, it was a Pete Carroll, Matt Leinart, Reggie Bush era.
Oh, so Coach Ogeron was there.
That's right. Yes, exactly. Yes, that's right. So it was a nice career for me to get into, because I had two older brothers that were big, big sports-obsessed fans. And so, you know, I don't cover the Trojans now, but it was like my first job when I was in college.
Well, you do a great job doing it. And if you ever meet up with their new cornerbacks coach, Trevon Reed, okay, they just brought him in. He covers. He's the coach now. He'll cover basically coaching the cornerbacks for the Trojans. He grew up on the Bayou, not far from where I live. So tell him Mike from the Bayou said hello. He'll understand that part of it. But he just left Central Florida, and now he's the new cornerbacks coach for USC. And so it'd be an interesting year for the Trojans this year. I know there's a little bit of heat on the head coach. He better get that defense straight. That's all I can tell him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. Well, I'll pass the message along, Mike, from the Bayou. No, thank you. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. And, you know, we'll see what happens next week.
Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate it. All right, Aaron Coscarelli does a great job covering the LA Rams on the Believe Podcast Network.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.